This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Shoaib Wali, and I am interviewing my mom, Layla Wali, in my house on November 4th, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
What is your name?
Layla Wali.
Your age?
63.
Occupation?
Housewife.
Where are you from?
Pakistan.
Okay. Let's start with your nation of origin. Why did you leave your country of origin?
For better. Betterment of my life.
Okay. Why did you decide to come to the United States instead of another country?
Because at that time America was on top and everybody used to love America so much that all the time we used to hear about USA, USA, so I decided to come here.
What do you miss about your country of origin?
I miss my family and old friends.
What don't you miss about your country of origin?
The fighting.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
Best of luck.
What were your expectations of the United States?
That I will work hard over here and I will make my future over here and prosperous over here, give nice education to my kids. That's it.
Let's talk about your journey to New York City. Tell me about your journey here to here. What did you entail and did it go according to plan?
Well, when I traveled from there, everybody used to tell me that they are very strict, they'll ask you too many questions and they are very strict in everything. But when I came here, they asked me the questions, but it was not that bad as I thought. And it was easy.
So when and with whom did you come to New York City?
I came with my mom.
Okay. How were you received upon arriving to your neighborhood?
Well, I was received very nicely because I had my brother over here and there were a few friends of his who came to receive me on the airport and they all were very happy and we have a small community here. So everybody was very, very happy.
And how were you received by the United States?
Well, nice. They were very nicely. They welcomed me and they congratulated me when I got my this thing here. Whatever visa they gave me to come inside. So that was very good.
Okay. Let's talk about how you adjusted to New York City. How did you adjust to a new language and or culture in New York City?
Well, back home also we were a little bit, my family was a little bit more family, so we used to see on the TV how everybody works over here and talks over here. So English was not a very problem, but the slang was the problem. But that I adjusted and everything was okay. I didn't feel anything.
What new opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York City?
Well, back in my country, people are a little bit conservative and it's difficult for a woman to go out wearing anything or whatever, but over here you can wear anything and you know you can go around alone and everything. So that's the difference and that was the opportunity for me that I am free.
Mm-hmm. Were there any opportunities that you were denied because you were an immigrant?
I don't think so.
What in your life keeps you connected to your nation of origin?
Facebook.
How do you remain connected to the people still living in your home country?
where I'm connected to with them. Every day I call them. I try my level best that I keep a connection with them by phone, by Facebook, whatever way I can. But I do keep connection with them.
Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I'm living right now also in Queens area. When I came at that time also I was in Queens area because my community center is over here. So I prefer to stay nearby.
Okay. What was the hardest part about your move to New York City?
The hardest part to move to New York City was I had a mansion house over there and your apartments are so tiny.
Was there anything else hard about it?
Yeah, my friends and family, my husband was over there. He didn't come at that time with me.
Okay. Did you find a community that made you feel like you belonged when you arrived?
Yes, I have a very nice community over here and they are all so welcoming and very nice and we have lots of programs and we participate and lots of get-togethering over here.
Let's talk about your transition into becoming a New Yorker. What's your favorite part about living in New York?
The favorite is that there is a lot of transportation over here and you can travel here to there anywhere easily.
How has your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
Not much. They are the same. Everybody is good.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you fear because you're an immigrant to the United States?
No, not at all.
Do you ever feel you need to hide who you are being an immigrant in the United States?
Not at all. No.
What would you change about the current U.S. immigration system?
Well, before it was really good, people used to respect each other, but nowadays I have heard that they are very harsh with the immigrants and they confuse you a lot, so they should be a little bit polite with the immigrant people. Mm-hmm.
So you've become a citizen, right?
Yeah.
How was the process for you?
The process for me was very, very bad experience because the lady who was taking my interview, she was not accepting me as I was married because I don't know why she thought that I'm not married and I'm just making it up. Though Shoaib was in my stomach when I went for that interview and still she gave us a very hard time. She was very racial and that was very, very, very bad time.
Okay. How has the politics of the last decade impacted your experience as an immigrant?
I'm not involved in too much in politics and I'm not interested in, I can't understand much about politics, so I'm sorry.
Let's get a little personal. Before coming to New York, did you know someone who lived here? If so, who?
Well, my brother and my sister-in-law here, so I was blessed to have them here.
When you first moved here, were there things that were available back home that weren't available, that you thought weren't available here?
Well, the thing is, in, back home you can find organic things. Over here it's all injected, so that's the difference.
Did you ever think about moving back?
No, I didn't. Why not? This is my country now.
Did any of your other family members move here after you did?
Only my husband, because he came after me. That's it. Since that time, we are here.
And he's still here?
He's still here.
Do you feel like moving back home, even after so many years?
No, I don't. This is my country now.